The old Sitka dock is about 5 miles north of downtown Sitka, in a relatively industrial area of town. To get there, I drive out Halibut Point Road and turn left into a boatyard, avoiding the neighboring lot full of shipping containers and security warnings. I get out of my car near a giant travel lift that hauls boats out of the water for maintenance and repair. Chris McGraw is standing nearby.
How's it going?
You good?
Good.
McGraw is manager of Halibut Point Marine, which owns the dock.
Yeah, dimensions are 470 feet long, 55 feet wide, and the overall draws about 10 feet of water, and we have 8 feet sticking up, so it's 18 feet.
Giant black fenders have been pulled out of the water and sit near bollards where the ships will tie up. This floating concrete structure used to be part of Highway 520 in Washington State and carried commuters across Lake Washington between Bellevue and Seattle. Soon, it will carry tourists. The Seven Seas Navigator and the Regatta, both cruise ships already on Sitka's 2013 schedule, will use the dock instead of anchoring near downtown for the duration of the season.
The ships hold, I think, somewhere between 500 and 600 passengers, so it would range anywhere from 12,000 to 14,000.
Given the number of visits that they're going to make.
Yeah, it's depending on how many people are on the boat, you know, I don't know if they're always full or not, but they have 23 visits.
Yeah.
Supporters of using a dock say more passengers spend time in town when they can walk off the ship rather than having to take a smaller boat to shore, and they hope that translates into more business for downtown retailers and more sales tax revenue to the city. But there are also costs. Passengers will take a bus into town, and the city plans to pay $3 per head to the company that can provide the transportation. McGraw's firm plans to bid on the bus contract. The money will come from a per-passenger tax the state charges to cruise vessels and then passes along to municipalities. The cost to the city goes beyond cruise ship head tax money, though. The two ships together would have paid Sitka more than $16,000 to anchor and ferry passengers to shore at the O'Connell Bridge and Crescent Harbor. Now that they're using the dock, they'll be paying their fees to Halibut Point Marine, and it will probably be more than what they would have given the city. McGraw said the cruise ships will pay $3 a passenger to dock at Old Sitka, and that means up to $39,000 for Halibut Point Marine, provided every ship is fully loaded. And with that money, Halibut Point Marine will finally start to see income from the dock, which was built without any commitments from cruise companies.
We had thought that, you know, we build the dock, and why wouldn't they tie up? You know, you don't see them in Juneau, you know, anchoring up when there's empty dock space.
But McGraw says as a locally owned business, it was difficult to try to get the attention of international cruise lines.
I mean, you know their names and you have their phone numbers and their email addresses, but you can never get a hold of them and they never return your phone calls or your emails. And really, they unless they want to talk to you, you don't get much FaceTime.
Just keep trying.
Keep trying. Persistence.
And it's paid off, apparently.
So. It's starting to, yes. Yeah.
Persistence might have been backed up by evidence. At the end of the 2012 season, the Celebrity Century tied up at Old Sitka. McGraw says that single visit showed other cruise lines that the dock is viable. In addition to the two ships planning to use Old Sitka in 2013, a Disney vessel has signed on for one visit in 2014. It will be the cruise line's first visit to Sitka. Disney will not ferry its passengers to shore, so without a dock, their ships would not visit at all. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.